This episode is sponsored by StuFinder. Find and book recording studios on the StuFinder app.
Oh, snap, Daily Rap Facts.
It's your boy, Big Screen TV Gucci, on Daily Rap Facts, doing rap words, yeah. Wow, Daily Rap Facts, you guys have a fucking dictionary. All right, I'm not even gonna look, I'm just gonna flick, and what opens? Geeked?
What's geeked?
I guess geeked is like when you're high on some shit and you're geeked up, you know? Like, you're spazzing, you're geeked up, I don't know. We don't really use that in Toronto, geeked up. Toronto or waste you?
Waste you, okay, what does waste you mean?
Like a piece of shit, like you're just a bum nigga. It's just, you're just a waste. You just, ain't shit going on for him, he's just done. My ting, that's my ting.
Okay, yeah.
You can use ting in a lot of different ways. You know,
so like, what's a ting?
Like a ting is like, it's not your girl, but it's your ting. You know, it's somebody, it's a girl that you fuck whenever you want or often. Okay. Or you can use it as like, yo, that's my ting. Like, that's my girl or that's my wife. You know, ting could be a lot of things, or that's my ting. You know what I mean? Like, okay, if you drop something on a girl, yeah, that's my ting still. You know?
Whatever's yours kind of thing.
Like,
yeah,
ting could use me a lot of ways, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Buck tea, yeah.
Buck tea. But that's a...
Yeah. Huh?
That's not really... Yeah, that's not really... Like, buck tea is a word, but it's a Toronto... It's not really a Toronto word. We say buckets or custies. Buck tea is more of an OT type word. But buck tea means like custies. You know what I mean? They're crackheads or whatever the fuck you want to call it. But buck tea is a Toronto word, you know?
I like.
Yo, I like could be used so many different ways.
So give a lie in one context, like.
Oh, fuck. Like a man would say, like, yo, didn't I do sick in some game or didn't I shoot the ball sick? And you'd be like, I did good, a lie? And that's how you use a lie. A man would be like, a lie? And you'd be like, yeah, you did good stuff. That's another word. Oh, wow. And then you have top left. It's like saying Wallahi or saying swear to God. But you'd be like, yo, top left. Like to say that, you know what I mean? Believe me, what I'm saying is true, you know? That's another one, top left. I forgot about that.
Yeah, yeah.
On a ride. Jesus Christ. On a ride. This is number one. Toronto slang. On a ride. When you're doing something fucked up, like when you're doing something you know you shouldn't be doing, or if you do it and you can't control it, or you just always do something fucked up. Like, they'll be like, yo, you're on a ride. This guy's on a ride. That's the greatest one of all time. On a ride. Okay. Like ball up. Ball up is a thing. When they say ball up, mean like you guys was, well, not you guys, but Americans will say roll up. But in Toronto, we say ball up, meaning to roll your blunt and shit, you know? Like light up. That's a big one. Marved is like, yo, I'm hungry as shit. Not even like hungry, like you feel like you're starving. You're like, yo, I'm marved. That's a Toronto thing, dude.
Starving Marvin.
Yeah, starving Marvin. I'm marved.
Yo, that's a good one.
Respect, man. I appreciate it. Rap dictionary. This should help a nigga out. What is this, the hard copy?
It's a rhyme book. Write your rhymes and shit.
Oh, that's crazy. I don't really write lyrics still. I freestyle mostly everything.
Yeah, no, I see that. This is bad for you, bro.
Oh, I appreciate it, bro.
Yeah.
That's love. Respect, fam. Thanks for coming, bro.
No
appreciate
problem,
this.
Bro.
This episode was brought to you by Daily Rap Facts. Watch full videos on Daily Rap Facts YouTube. Download the Rap Dictionary app and purchase a Rap Dictionary.